Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to create more connection in your marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool you can use to solve different problems in your marriage. Just visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to create more connection in your marriage. So one of the complaints that I hear from women is that they don't really feel connected to their husband. They feel more like a business partner running the family business. So conversations might go something like this. Can you take Johnny to practice tonight? Did you pay the cable bill? The refrigerator is leaking again. Did you remember it's your mother's birthday today? You get the point, girls, right? There's so much to do. There's so much business to be discussed. And that's why it's so easy for our marriages to become all about business. But if we let our lives become all about business, we will most definitely lose that connected feeling to our spouse. I mean, not totally, maybe. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel really connected to Paul when we're killing it at this adulting thing, you know, when everything's going right and we're like, yes, we've got it. We're on top of everything. So there can be some point of an emotional connection there. But I think you get my point that there's so much more to being connected emotionally than just the business of running our family together, right? So let me ask you this. By any chance, do you remember all of the fun things that you and your husband used to do before you had children? Like going out to eat or taking Saturday naps, watching Sunday football or going for bike rides, doing some traveling, going to see a movie. Maybe you're a foodie and you like to try different foods and wines and stuff like that. It's actually a little bit hard for me to remember some of the things that we used to do for fun back then. And I suspect it might be the same for you. But if we want to keep our marriages alive and thriving, we need to revisit the idea of what we like to do, and we need to start doing some of those things again. Those were good things. They made us happy. They made us feel connected to our spouse. And here's something that's important for all of us wives to know. It's also important because men thrive on having a recreational partner to do fun things with. It's actually one of their top 10 emotional needs as a husband. And this is according to relationship expert Willard Harley. He wrote a book called His Needs, Her Needs. And this is one of the needs he talks about for men, how important it is. And I think when we're dating our husbands and in the early part of our marriage before we have children and too much craziness, some of us women are more willing to try to do their things, you know, to go out and maybe watch a football game or go hiking or fishing. But over the years, as we get more comfortable and we're not like courting each other anymore, we might back off on some of those things and say, you know, it's like not my favorite thing, so I just let him go and do that with his friends all the time. Well, that's fine to let him do it with his friends, but I would encourage you to rethink that a little bit and join in him with him sometimes in doing some of those things, because it will be a huge point of connection for him. Doing something recreationally is how men connect. And you've heard me talk about this before, right? With women, we connect by talking and looking each other in the eye. That makes us feel really good. But for men, it's really important that they get to do something with you. So keep that in mind, because this can really bring a lot of fun back into your relationship. And I think that we need to unapologetically schedule these times with our spouse, because truly nothing is more important than our marriage. Our relationship with God, of course, comes first, and then our relationship with our spouse, and then our relationships with our children, That's so hard to say as a mom. But I can tell you, as a child of divorce and a woman in a marriage that has experienced a crisis, I've seen with my own eyes what divorce does for children. And I know sometimes it is unavoidable, but a lot of times it's fixable what's going on. And people say, oh, we just fell out of love. Well, they got disconnected, right? I don't want that to happen to you guys. I want you to stay connected to your spouse or get reconnected. We're all probably going to disconnect from time to time. But I want to give you the tools today to reconnect, okay? So schedule time with your husband, regular time to do fun things. Put it on your calendar like you do all of those other appointments that you have. And then on a daily basis, you can also look for smaller ways to connect with your husband. We should all be making a point to connect in some way every day, because this connection in these little moments, they add up. They add up to a lot. So looking for small moments, like can you find a way to eat a meal together, share a cup of coffee together? Can you maybe touch his shoulder or give him a little shoulder rub when you're walking by him in the kitchen? Or maybe when he walks in the door from work, you can put down the knife if you're chopping the vegetables for dinner and look up at him and make eye contact with those handsome eyes of his, right? You missed him all day and now he's there. And even though you're so super busy, his presence is important. And that's a connection, that eye contact. And you're stopping what you're doing shows him that he matters, and that's awesome. You can also like text him during the day, you know, something other than the business of running the family. Maybe it's a thank you for something or a funny joke or just a memory or an I miss you or I appreciate you or something like that that is a point of connection. And remember, the more the better on these little points of connection, they add up and they fill up into a bank and they build your husband up so that he is filled with love, and that will make it easier for him to put deposits into your emotional love bank, right? The point is we've got to be intentional about it, because if we wait for the time to do it, for the time to connect and have fun, we might end up being one of those people who just say we fell out of love, because life will get in the way, right? So we've got to be intentional. And I do want to take a moment here and talk about what happens when life does get in the way, because it does. If you're going through a difficult time, things are particularly stressful, can you still hold true to living in your marriage with intention then, to making these points of connection? Absolutely. And it's probably even more important. I can tell you from experience, after my husband and I went through our marriage crisis and we were rebuilding our marriage, we set an intention to live life as an adventure. And that probably arose from the phase of parenting that we were in with toddlers and just that day in and day out being so exhausted by all of that. So we wanted to live with more adventure. So we set that intention. And then we were, you know, more open about looking to things that we might do, things to get out of the daily routine. One of my favorite things that we did was that we went out to dinner on a weeknight. A weeknight. It might not sound like a big deal, but boy, oh boy, back then it was. And it was a great time of connection for us. What happened was that I had dinner in the crock pot, but it was not going to be done in time for dinner. And I was disappointed and stressing out about what we were going to eat. So I was talking to Paul on the phone, and he suggested, why don't you get a babysitter to come over and feed the kids, and we'll go out to dinner. Just like that, in the middle of the week, we had a babysitter come over and watch the kids, and we went out to dinner. Seriously freeing for me. That felt amazing. I feel amazing just telling you about it right now. I think I might want to go out to dinner tonight. No, just kidding. Sorry, I'm totally thinking about that. So I was going to tell you about another really adventurous thing that we did, and that was when we moved out of state for a job for Paul. That was totally adventurous there, and it was scary, but it led us to even more adventures. You know, like when you live in the same place for a long time, everything's kind of the same. And so we took a big leap and moved to a new place, and we got to have a lot more adventures. I also wanted to tell you about another time we set an intention. It was just several years ago. My husband was between jobs. And so instead of letting it stress us out and tear us apart, we set the intention that the experience would bring us closer together. And that could be a stretch for a stay-at-home mom like me or a work-at-home mom like me, because I was used to having the house all to myself for a very long time. So to have my husband home suddenly in my space all day could have been very challenging, but I wouldn't let it. We decided how we wanted the experience to be, and so it was. And so I ask you, what do you and your husband need to set an intention for in your marriage? Is it to have more fun, more peace, more connectedness, more love flowing, more kindness, more generosity, more spontaneity? Maybe you could talk about it and identify what it is for the two of you that would be best for your marriage right now, for the stage that you're in. And there are two steps, I would say, to going forward. The first would be plan to do a little something every day to work toward your intention, right? Just a little something, those little deposits on a daily basis to stay connected. And then plan something bigger in the next week or so. I know not everyone can get a babysitter and go out every week or can manage to go out every week. But do your best to get close to that. Really, a lot of the relationship experts and the research shows how important it is for us to get out and do something. It doesn't have to be expensive, right? You could do a picnic or a walk or a hike or whatever you like doing. But plan something to work toward your intention. To just make sure that our marriages are intentional and they're not an afterthought, because the price is just too high. So be intentional with your marriage and see how it changes things for you. It will even have a positive effect on your children, right? Because if your husband and you are super happy and you're flowing and in the same spirit of teamwork there, it will really affect your kids positively too. So having said that, I know that this is easier said than done, but I'm here for you. If you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, visit my website. And you can book a complimentary relationship discovery call. I have some great tools that will help you along in your journey. And also on my website, remember, I have that free marriage makeover guide. So if you're experiencing a little challenge, it will help you work it out. And join us on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. All right, girls, that's it for this week. It was fun to talk about living with intention and living connected in our marriage. I'll talk to you next week.